Anybody attend CSUN?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
So this was my first time attending CSUN. I was actually there to present a paper on some of the research I was doing for my job. There was so many different things to do. There was the exhibit hall. There's a lot of sessions. I spend a lot of my time in the exhibit hall and also just connecting with different people in the field, in the assistive technology field. There was this project called Tactilus. What they're trying to do is develop a tactile device, so it would be a way of representing tactile information using magnets. So you would wear this sort of ring on your finger. It has this tablet that consists of all these sort of electromagnets. So depending on what is on the screen, it would change the magnets, the polarity of the magnets that would be active would change. The idea would be as you explore, as you scan this image on this screen, this magnetic screen, I should say, it will change depending on what the texture is like, the strength and the polarity of the magnet will vary. So it's definitely a work in progress, but I think they definitely want people's feedback. I also sort of, as something really low-tech that's being developed, someone wants to develop a tactile drawing tablet for blind people. Which could be used for, say, creating things like tactile graphics, obviously drawing, but the thing that was supposed to make it better than what's currently available is you can actually erase what you've drawn on this special paper using heat. Let's see, I checked out the bomb table, I saw different braille displays.
Did you check out the new thing from HIMSS, the new device that they're coming out with? It's the replacement to the BookSense, but it's going to have a camera in it?
I did. That was sort of the big thing. One of the things people were really excited about. So I did check it out, and a lot of the people I spoke with had actually better luck with it than we did. So John Oliveira and I actually checked it out, and it will scan and read documents or printed papers. So we tried to scan a business card with it, and it came out as a bunch of gibberish. But I don't know if it was just a bad, bad day or a bad session, but a lot of other people saw it and they seemed to really like how it worked and all that.
It's like a BookSense on steroids. It's basically a BookSense with a camera.
Yep.
So it's going to cost about $700 is what I heard.
I think one of the things that makes CSUN unique and interesting is just the opportunity to connect with lots of people and different sort of people working in accessibility, people who, some people who are very well-versed and well-connected with blind people, and then people maybe who aren't quite so much, and people who are still learning about accessibility and why it's important. So there were lots of, in the evenings, lots of receptions, lots of different opportunities to mingle and mix and different companies sponsored sort of these sessions. I think one of the biggest things I got out of it was sort of the just a lot of different individuals. I was able to connect with people from Google and all different sorts of industries, professionals.
Did you get to see the Proxtalker booth at all? Because they were supposed to have the Braille labeler.
No, I am not. I should have taken a look at that. Again, it was just so...
Oh, yeah. So
and I ended up, wanting to check out more, but got into in-depth discussions with people at the different booths. So, no, but that would be...
Just curious.
Yeah, that would be neat to see again.